Good morning.
It is a Friday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President Trump traveled to the border, U.S. and Mexico, to warm up crime and chaos as the partial government shutdown
continues.
White House officials considered diverting aid from Puerto Rico, Florida, Texas, and California to build a border wall under an emergency declaration.
So the president goes down to the border. McCallum, one of the safest small city towns in America, tells a whole bunch of whoppers about people pouring over the border, and much of which has been disproven. Look, this is the way that this very desperate man is holding on. Now, there are a number of possibilities here. He's doing it as a shiny object to distract from his Mueller issues as the prosecutor gets closer and closer to opening up what he has. I talked to several congresspeople, one senator, and everybody is anticipating the release of the Mueller report. So what I'm suspecting here is that he has no choice. He has to continue. Lindsey Graham saying before a gaggle of reporters that he has never been more depressed. Well, of course, if he was that depressed, he and his fellow senators, who have proven to be somewhat spineless, might do what's best for the country as opposed to what's best for them and worrying about their base and who would elect them if they turned on Trump. So what you have is a continuing scenario in which this kind of thing is just going to keep going on.
And should they be worried about the base, Alan? I'm reading from the New York Times. Farm country stood by Trump, but the shutdown is pushing it to the breaking point. One farmer is quoted as saying, "We are being played the stooge."
Well, look, everybody gets a vote. Everybody has to decide what it is that they want to be in this life. If, in fact, the farmers have been sticking with Trump, and they have for the most part, obviously there are those who do not, then what you have is continuing loyalty despite the agony that the farmers are going through as a result of trade policies, as a result of the ongoing closing of government. At some point, you turn around and say, we can't have this, and that is not happening. There are many people, David, who are talking about the divisions between us, and we have to be civil to each other. We have to make sure that we're talking to each other. Well, when you got a president of the United States who stands up, asks a single question of Nancy Pelosi, and walks out of the room, that's not civility. And when you say, okay, we give him some candy, that's really a very angry kind of thing to be doing. Now, there'll be people who say, no, why is it angry to give them candy? Well, because it's patronizing. That's why. So when you have a United States senator like Chris Murphy and others who are saying, we have to hold on here and let's see what Mueller comes up with, he's right. Each of the congressmen who have said that to me are right, and we're going to have to see what goes.
Speaking of, President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen Allen, has agreed to testify to Congress about working for the president.
Well, I saw him on a clip from ABC, and it was really something. He said, I'm not going to be the bad guy. I am going to be somebody who, you know, basically turns around my life. He's been sentenced to 3 years in prison. He's making a presentation now, even though he was the fixer for Trump for all of those years. He's got to have an awful lot of information.
Let's go international for a moment, Alan. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, in two remarkable statements, explicitly favored foreign autocrats over elected American leaders. Pompeo even taking some shots at former President Obama.
Well, that's the playbook. It's never been understandable to me. Trump gets elected and he turns to the people and he says, Obama, Obama, Obama is bad, bad, bad. And he will not stop. It is one more rejection of the norms of politics in which presidents respect each other. He has not done that. As a result, Obama, who is a very gentle man and a wise man, has not, in fact, gone back against the president in kind, but he has spoken out. You know, Obama and the Bushes got along fine. They didn't agree with a lot. You had Cheney and his group, but there was a respect for the office of presidency. You don't have that now.
Interesting ratings number, Alan, from the Oval Office speech. I don't know if you saw this, but compared to the president, Nancy Pelosi and Charles Schumer got higher ratings by about 4%.
I'm not surprised. Look, the country's pretty well divided. I didn't think Schumer and Pelosi gave dynamic talks. Nevertheless, I'm surprised it's only 4%. But there's something in this country called right and wrong. And this business about, you know, right is on both sides and all we have to do is talk to each other is nonsense. There is a difference between evil and good. And as a result of that, you just got to figure that people are figuring it out. That's what those results mean.
Well, there he was yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Week number eight.
Number eight. Your talk included ethics reform. Again, you're hitting him with the tough questions. He says he has a very aggressive ethics program. He wants to do real contract procurement, and he wants FOIL for the legislative and the executive.
Well, I tried to pin him down. I don't think all that successfully on why they took the pre-audit powers away from Tom DiNapoli. They have got to give those back. The people around the governor who messed up the way they did, the Todd Howes and the Joe Prococos, might have been stopped had they not taken away these powers from the comptroller. I think people have gotten wise to what that is about. When I pushed and pushed and pushed, he would talk about we need to do more investigating and we need to have Inspector General and all the rest. But, you know, it's not the people who are working for Cuomo that we need. We need the independent comptroller doing that. I think he's beginning to figure that one out, that people don't like it and that people are finally realizing what it's all about.